Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fentanyl deaths increase year after year in California, but laws making it a tougher offense to distribute the drug are not making much progress. And for more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil, you would think there'd be one mind in the legislature about this, but apparently there's not.
No, it's interesting. Consider the size of this epidemic. In 2021, an estimated 16 people a day died from fentanyl overdoses. A growing number of those were teenagers and young people who didn't even know they were taking fentanyl because it was laced with something else they were taking as a party drug. Now, the state is facing an incredible epidemic of this proportion, and the governor has proposed spending $100 million to prevent and educate and treat fentanyl abuse. There are also laws out there to add Narcan, make it much more easier for people to access. That is the antidote that brings you out of an overdose. It's been very effective. There's bills to make colleges staff fentanyl test strips to in case somebody wants to test the drugs they're taking. And even, you know, for schools to come up with emergency plans for when their students overdose. It's a pretty scary idea. But one area where, as you point out, lawmakers don't seem to be in agreement or anywhere close to it is what to do about street dealers. This past week, district attorneys, including Brooke Jenkins from San Francisco, went up to testify in favor of a bill that would have not increased penalties per se, but would have said that if you're convicted of selling fentanyl, you get a written statement from the judge that you got to know that what you're selling is possibly fatal, and that if somebody dies from what you sell them, you could be held for a murder charge or a manslaughter charge. That died in committee. Because people in Sacramento, Democrats, just did not want to increase any sort of penalties out of fear that we'd be bringing back the war on drugs, which they say was failed.
Yeah, I understand there's a rehabilitation wing to this argument, but isn't rehabilitation for drug users, not drug dealers?
Well, that was one time. Now we have rehabilitation for both because they're all are considered in some ways possibly victims. One of the drug, another of a system that put them on the street corner there selling. Now, you know, these bills came out with, you know, were introduced by both Democrats and Republicans, but they're getting stopped in committee hearings. This latest one was stopped in the Public Safety Committee by the State Assembly, and the chairman, Reggie Jones-Smith, said that, you know, it was a hearkening back to the war on drugs, and he wanted to call for a hearing just to study all different programs to see which would have a greatest impact. You and I both know from our years covering Sacramento that when you go and look for a comprehensive, as they always call it, solution, usually that means nothing's going to be on the table for quite some time. But you're right, but there's just this reluctance to do it. So we're hitting it on a number of fronts except for this one. Meanwhile, the deaths continue and the debate continues. And it's one of those classic stories that it was important to bring up because we're always reporting about what Sacramento and the governor do, but sometimes it's just important to report what they're not doing.
And we'll be reporting in the future about what the citizens have to say about it, too. All right, Phil.
That's right.
Thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.